Anyway, what I wanted to say is people were after me to write these books about my life, which I wouldn't do, and then about literature and my worldview and everything, which is more incumbent on me to share. But I obviously didn't do it. So I said to myself about 2 years ago, I'll start typing all of these great quotations from different poems and novels and nonfiction books that were so important for me to form my worldview. And I called it Gloria's Tablet in the sense of the tablet that Renaissance people carried with them to record new thoughts or new facts or whatever. Hamlet talks about his tablet. That was quite the thing to do if you were a polished person, to be able to record these highlights of your thought or your emotion or whatever. So it's called Gloria's Tablet, and I put in these quotations. I've been very neglectful in the past few months because I haven't finished off one that is very important and that I find myself referring to and using in conversation and in writing. I've also written a lot of stuff and a lot of presentations that I would do at a Unitarian church, where I was freer to use my own ideas and less bound by creed and so on. I have one about the gospel according to Gloria Dialectic that tells about my journey, my life, and my worldview.
Well, you ought to publish Gloria's Tablet.
Yeah.
And I will say, after paging through it, anybody listening to this, this is for deep thinkers. This is for deep thinking.
Yes.
There's no question about these. Mm. These are not light quotations at all. No. They're very deep, meaningful.
Some of them I know by heart, you know. And
can you remember one right now by heart?
Well, I have one that is very recent. It's from a long poem by Adrienne Rich called Transcendental Etude. This is one portion of it that strikes me as what happens to the thinker who really probes to the heart of things. But there come times, perhaps this is one of them, when we have to take ourselves more seriously or die, when we have to pull back from the incantations, rhythms we've moved to thoughtlessly, and disenthrall ourselves, devote ourselves to silence or a deeper listening, cleansed of oratory, formulas, choruses, laments, static crowding the wires. We cut the wires and find ourselves in free fall, as if the undimensional solitudes were our true home. No one who survives to speak new language has avoided this. The cutting away of old roots, old thoughts that kept her rooted to an old ground, the pitch of utter loneliness, where she herself and all creation feel equally weightless, dispersed, her being a cry to which no echo comes or can ever come. But in fact, we were always like this, rootless, dismembered. Knowing it makes the difference.
Wow. There ought to be applause for that. And you're 84 years old. We tend to lose our memory.
Yes.
The older we get, but that has stayed with you. That was beautiful.
Yes, thank you so much.
That was beautiful. Thank you for reciting that for us. And thank you for this time that you have given us. And I just know that your story will certainly help many young people that will listen to this and encourage them. Don't give up. Just because you have rheumatoid arthritis, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You're abused, seek help.
Mm-hmm.
In case of rape, reach mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. All of this will come about because of what you've told us today in your life, a very meaningful life. Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
For giving us
this. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's nice to see you smiling.
Okay.